Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, good morning, folks. I'm not able to get to the computer today because I'm driving. Right now I'm driving out to Princeton, New Jersey to do my teaching gig that I do on Tuesdays. I got home late last night from the Grammys out in Los Angeles. Did not get a Grammy, but it was a fun hang anyway. I'm not too much into that whole world of, you know, getting awards and trying to get awards and all that stuff, but you know, it's interesting to see how it is on that side of the curtain. Going over the Verrazano Bridge here, lovely Verrazano Bridge. So I thought I'd just give a couple of thoughts that I was having this morning in response to a member question. Actually, a member had asked me about organization. How do you get organized? How do you stay organized? How do you juggle things? Something like that, you know, in terms of getting things done, basically, you know, and finding time to do all the things that you want to do in music around all the other things that you might have in life, which I certainly have thought about a lot. I have three kids, you know, there's a lot going on over here. So I'll give a couple of thoughts on that. This might not be a very organized thought process, but part of what I'm trying to say is that organization is not really oftentimes what people think it means, or people that seem organized are not always, you know, orderly, I should say, you know. Because people sometimes think that I'm an organized person, but actually I'm really not. I do manage to get a lot of things done, but it's not because of being organized. It's more about other things. So the first thing, if I were to rant about something, it would be about this idea about creativity being something special that only certain people can do, you know. Sometimes I see this word used as a noun, like as a descriptor for a type of a person, like, oh, those are the, we're, I'm a creative, or that person's a creative. I don't know if you've heard that, but I personally think that's a totally stupid way to describe somebody. I think that, because what that means is that some people are creative and other people are not creative, I guess. You know, if you say, well, I'm a creative, that implies that somebody else is not. And it implies that it's some sort of special thing that you have, that you were born with or something. And therefore, oh, you can't do you can't abide by the normal things that everybody else wants that you to do, like show up on time and, you know, pay your taxes and whatever, like that somehow because you're a creative, that you're in a special category where you can just kind of be flaky and wait for your inspiration to strike and then you're going to make something amazing. And that justifies, you know, you're calling yourself this thing. So I don't believe in that at all. I think everyone is creative. I think doctors are creative. I think construction workers are creative. I think everyone has the potential for creativity. I think all children are creative, naturally. And eventually it's sort of beaten out of you at some point, you know, in certain areas, you know, if you allow it to be. But if you don't allow it to be, then you can go about being creative no matter what you're doing, you know. So creativity to me is just another type of work. That's the title of this Patreon, work. Because I think everything is a type of work. And by work, I don't mean something bad. A lot of times people think, oh, that's too much work. You know, like work is a burden or something. But for me, work is just activity, you know. And creativity is a type of activity. And it's a type of thing that you can just do, just like everything else. Like you could go exercise. You could go, you know, eat a bowl of ice cream. You could drive your car down the New Jersey Turnpike. These are all activities, you know, and being creative is one of them. I like this quote from Octavia Butler. Unfortunately, I can't remember the exact quote, but it's something like, don't rely on creativity, you know, don't wait for the lightning bolt of inspiration to strike, something like that. Work on habits, because habits will get you to the finish line, and creativity is just an unreliable thing. I need to go find the exact quote. I'll put it in the notes. But it has something to do with, you know, habits are better than inspiration, you know. Because inspiration, you don't know about inspiration. You can't force inspiration to happen. And what is inspiration anyway? To me, inspiration is a kind of a result of some type of preparation. Like maybe you've been working on a whole bunch of different things in your musical world, and they don't seem to be happening. And then they just kind of click together at some point. That's, to me, is a kind of inspiration. But it doesn't happen from nothing. It happens because you've been doing stuff. You've been having some kind of activity. So. A lot of being, when people say, well, I need to get organized. How can I get organized so I can get my stuff done? How can I, at the end of my day, when I finally have time to practice guitar, do I get into this creative frame of mind? I don't seem to ever be able to do that because, you know, it's hard to make that switch. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to switch. You can just be creative all the time. Or you can see creativity as just a part of normal thinking, and not like you have to switch into a creative mode. Creativity can become a habit, as Octavia Butler would say. So, now, practically, what does this mean? You know, I'll give you a practical example. So, there was another, some sort of book. I've read a lot of books on like productivity and how to do stuff, get things done, and all that. What does it mean to get something done? You know, I want to get, like, because I think, you know, we make goals. We make New Year's resolutions. We make goals. We make whatever. And we say, by the end of the year, I would like to be able to play Giant Steps, you know, whatever. And then you work on it. And then you get distracted and you do other things. And then, you know, you get to the end of the year and maybe you still can't play Giant Steps. So have you totally failed? You know, it depends. It depends on what you've done towards that goal. You know, let's say that your goal was, by the end of the year, I'm going to lose 30 pounds, you know. You exercise, and you work on your diet, and you do different things. And at the end of the year, you didn't make your goal. You lost 20 pounds. Did you fail? You know, I don't think you failed. I think that you actually succeeded because you took steps and you made a process, and, you know, that led to some kind of result. So the fixation on the goal is sometimes the problem. Like, did I make the goal? You might not have made the goal, but you did other things that then had a result that, you know, even though it's not the goal, if nobody else even knows what that goal is, what's the difference? You still did something, you know, you still did something productive. So when I have a big project, you know, you can break that project down into habits that then produce their own results. I'm not sure if that makes sense, and I'm not sure if I'm being that articulate, but you could say, well, I would like to be able to play all my scales and all my keys, you know. And you say, okay, well, let me break that down. What does that mean? Let me say in a year I'd like to be able to do that. Well, let me say, oh, look, 12 months. Let me do one key a month, you know. And, oh, 4 weeks. Let me do, you know, so I'll do like, you know, each week I'll do one position on the guitar, you know. That'll give me four positions. That'll pretty much covers it, you know. And then, you know, like lower neck, middle neck, high neck, and then past the 12th fret. There we go. So, and then I'll break that into days. Okay, every day I should be doing this and that. So you break it down into these little bite-sized things that are very manageable, you know, something you could do if you sat down in 1 hour or half an hour or even 10 minutes. You could break off a piece of one of these things and check it off, you know. And this becomes a habit. And what do we know about habits? We know that habits are things that you don't even really notice that you do them, you know. You don't really notice, you know, it's not a big deal to be brushing your teeth. You just kind of do it and it's part of your routine. And you can add in habits into your day that become part of this goal, you know. Now suppose that, oh, I missed a week, you know, I fell off, you know, and you didn't, at the end of the 12 months, you didn't learn all 12 keys. You got through 8 keys, but you got through 8 keys and you're pretty much there, you know, in terms of doing it. And because you made it a habit, because you just said, okay, 5 minutes after I brush my teeth, I'm just going to pick up the guitar and just run through a scale real quick. It just became a habit. It didn't become a huge thing anymore. It's just a tiny thing, you know, and it's a tiny, manageable thing, you know, that you could just do every day. Now, how does that tie into, like, well, how do you make, that's not creative, right? So people say, well, that's not creativity. That's just sort of calisthenics or something, you know. But I think you can do the same thing with creativity. I think you can say, I'm going to write a melody. You know, and I'm going to write a melody while I'm eating breakfast, you know. I'm just going to think of it in my mind and I'll just kind of sing it into the phone or something like that, you know. And for me, this Patreon is like that type of thing. This is just a thing that I do now, and it's actually becoming, you know, quite a body of work and stuff like that. But it's not because I intended to do that. It's just because I got in the habit of doing it. And you imagine if you did that every day. Imagine if you just, while you were eating breakfast, you just thought of a melody. You sang it into the phone. You're not going to judge it. You're not going to edit it. You're not going to do any of that stuff. You're not even going to listen to it. You're just going to do it. And then at the end of the month, you're going to listen to all these melodies. I guarantee that you will find some amazing stuff in there. Because you are not agonizing about being creative. You're just doing the work of being creative. And I really am a firm believer in this. There's a lot of people, this is not just for me, you know. David Lynch just passed away, and David Lynch was like a great worker, you know, in the creative field. He was one of the most creative individuals ever, you know. But he had routines, and he was very into routines and habits, and he would say, well, if you have routines, you'd say you eat the same thing every day. You don't even think about what you eat. Now, I don't go that far. I do like to have variety in what I eat. But I do have very much routines and automated things in many areas, because that keeps your mind free to do the creative work. Your mind cannot really be creative when it's dealing with a million open loops, you know, and trying to think, well, I need to be creative about what I wear every day, you know. That's not really going to help me, you know. It's going to take up space. you know, your phone or computer or whatever, when it has a million programs running, it's not very efficient. You know, it takes a lot of memory, you know. So when people make lists and when people make itineraries and things like that, what are they doing? You know, why does a list help? Why do organized people or so-called organized people make lists? You know, well, a list is just an external capture device for your thoughts, right? You can get all that stuff out of your mind and put it on some external media, and then it's not taking up space anymore, creating open loops. The human mind is not good for holding information and open loops. The human mind is good at being creative, meaning doing the work of solving problems, synthesizing information, and coming up with cool stuff. You know, that's what the mind is good for. That's why humans have evolved to make all these things like, well, now I'm driving down the New Jersey Turnpike, so I've seen a bunch of factories and stuff. We've evolved to make industries to destroy the planet, but amongst other things, we've also come up with incredible things like the theory of relativity and Charlie Parker. So, the mind can be cleared out with externalizing stuff, making lists, putting things down, making habits. These are all routines. They're automated things that then free you up, you know. And the last thing I'd like to say is, in regards to everyone on this Patreon, you know, a lot of people, probably most of the people on here, are not professional guitarists. They're just people who have a love of guitar and music, and it's something that you enjoy doing aside from all the other stuff that you have to do. It's something that brings you joy, and so they say, well, I don't want to just make this another habit of my day. I want to, like, you know, I want this to be like a different thing, you know. And I definitely get that, you know. I definitely get that. I think that, and I've gotten into a little bit in the guided practice stuff, but the way that you approach your practice and your time with the guitar can be like a kind of a meditation. It can be kind of like a way to organize your mind by just dealing with sound and letting that just go in a way that you're not trying to force some kind of expectation on it. Again, a type of goal. It's like when you sit down to practice, oh, today, you know, it's on my list. I got to get to the list. You don't always need to get through the whole list. Sometimes making the list is a good thing in itself, you know, just like your things that you would like to do. And the practice time can be, you can start out with something and then you just let it evolve into whatever you feel at that moment. Because whatever, if you try to force it, you will not remember it, you won't retain it, and it won't benefit you, probably, you know. It's like if you were exercising, you're tired, your muscles, you're in pain, and you keep trying to go harder, you know. Maybe it's not the time for that. Maybe it's the time to just follow your instinct, you know. So this all may be, you know, ironic given the topic that I'm talking about in terms of being organized. This whole thing is a bit of a ramble, but I have a lot of thoughts on this because I feel like people make this unnecessary divide between creativity and something more regimented and organized. I feel like creativity is just part of it, you know. I feel like creativity can be taught. I feel like creativity can be trained. You can train yourself to be more creative. I don't feel like it's some innate ability. Some people do have innate abilities. Some people are amazing athletes. Some people can have perfect pitch, you know, although that can also be learned. You know, some people are taller than others, you know, shorter than others, whatever. Those are things you can't really change. But creativity, you can change it. You can become more creative, you know. And it can become a habit. It can become part of you, part of your approach to doing everything. You know, I don't want to get too creative on my drive down the New Jersey Turnpike here. Passing an accident right now. Somebody got a little bit creative. You know, so there's definitely like, you know, there's definitely a balancing act, but I think people struggle with finding the time in their lives to do their creative work that they want, and I don't think that that's necessary. I think that you can just have it be, try to clear your mind of the things that are open loops, get those things out onto a list, onto whatever capturing device you have, so that you're not making mental notes. There's no such thing as a mental note. It doesn't work. It does not work. Where does the mental note go? Where is it? You don't even know where it's located. So, and then the creativity will come. You have to believe in that process. And if you don't make the goal, it's all right. It's just about the process. It's about the process. It's about becoming a creative person. All right. So that's about it for today. I have something very, very cool, that I was working on the airplane to Los Angeles, and I finished it up, and I'm going to present that to you all tomorrow, and I think it's going to be quite exciting. So look for that. I'm not going to say anything more about it, but it will be something very new and very useful. So hope you have a great Tuesday, and hope you find some time in your day to do your creative work, because that's what we're all here for. All right, signing off.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar, and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.